Jerry Bader Show, 9:55. The generation gap, according to a survey by Reason.com, is, in this case, a lot of it is linguistic, language. Liberal doesn't mean the same thing to 40-plus as it does under 40, and more importantly, under 30. They think of liberalism, they're thinking almost purely social issues, and they tend to be much more fiscally conservative. This does make them libertarian. The emailer, that's right. Leave me alone if I want to get high, if I want to marry someone the same gender, but also libertarian in their fiscal point of view. The question is, how do conservatives capitalize on this when, in my opinion, the social and the fiscal issues are not mutually exclusive? Societal ills do impact a nation's economic outlook. We are seeing that right now. Joe on the road. Joe, how are you at the Jerry Bader Show?
Hey, Jerry. Well, first, I think to pick up on your emailer, the axiom used to be that you're liberal until it happens to you. And I think that that applies to the millennials in the sense of until they're out there paying the taxes that we're paying, you know, to have the mortgages and those kind of things, that they don't feel it quite as acutely. But the same is true for the so-called social issues of how it will affect their family. I think the fundamental flaw in all these articles that are covering this, and you've touched on this, is the fact they try to pretend that economics is not a moral issue, but economics is. How much we're taxed, why we're taxed, what we spend that tax money on are all moral issues. And what I think if conservatives want to win, they need to establish the link and explain the correlation between strong values, strong families, and a strong economy.
Joe, thanks a lot for the call. But the reality is conservatives have had a very difficult time doing that because they're being demonized by the left as being these, you know, it gets tied to religion, and somehow if you're a person of faith, you're a crank, you're a nut. And the left has been very successful in demonizing. I don't know what the right answer is. I don't think it is just to completely abdicate, acquiesce, abandon on social issues. On the other hand, I don't see a lot of sense in fighting a fight that is lost. I've got one more email on this that looks kind of interesting. I'll share that after the news. And then I need to get there. I need to punch through a lot of things. Well, I won't punch through them. I will do them thoughtfully, but expediently in the 10 o'clock hour. At 10:36, we are talking with Senator Ron Johnson, talking about social issues. Here's a classic example. In fact, I will take this up after 10 o'clock. The humanitarian crisis on the southern border is a perfect example of why you cannot separate fiscal from social issues. It's 9:58.
The Jerry Bader Show.